We continue our Olympic coverage in the shadow of this health crisis. Today, we showcase two local beach volleyball players, Triborn and Trevor Crabb. They grew up playing volleyball together at the Outrigger Canoe Club. And now, the duo is poised to make their first Summer Olympic Games in Tokyo this year. Taylor Crabb, Trevor's brother, is partnered with Jake Gibb, and they're also in the running for an Olympic spot. If all holds, that means three out of the four men representing the U.S. in beach volleyball would be from Oahu. But that could be all up in the air with the COVID-19 coronavirus concerns. And they just wrapped up a tournament in Doha earlier this month. But other qualifying events could be postponed or canceled. The conversation's Harrison Patino caught up with Bourne and Crabb as they self-quarantine at home in California.
I grew up near the beach where there were courts. You know, down at Outrigger Canoe Club, Trevor and I both grew up there. That's actually how we got to know each other. But, volleyball is just the one sport out of the many sports that we played that kind of just stuck with us. And we felt like we were getting better and better when we first started playing as kids. Our group of friends ended up becoming really good volleyball players. So we tried to take it as far as we can, and we're still trying to see how long we can play volleyball for. And, you know, not have to get a real job, just play volleyball.
Yeah, so, I mean, I got into it basically through my dad because he was a volleyball player himself. So we got to learn the game just by watching him, too. And then, as Tri was saying, you know, we had a large group of friends that would always go down to the Outrigger and play together. And, you know, almost everyone that has been in the Olympics so far, whether beach or indoor, has been a member at Outrigger that's been from Hawaii. So it's had a huge impact on us, and we're fortunate enough to have that.
So counting both of you guys and Taylor, there's three Oahu players representing the U.S. in beach volleyball. So what do you think it is about Oahu that produces such a great stock of volleyball players?
I think we have a lot of good programs, you know, whether it's club volleyball or high school volleyball. We have a lot of good ex-players that are now coaches teaching those programs. So, yeah, I know that's kind of where it starts. You know, when you have good programs, you can funnel kids in and teach them the game early and get them better.
For me personally, you know, I didn't have volleyball in my bloodline like a lot of my friends did and a lot of the kids that I grew up around, like Crabs. So I was kind of just like always running around and seeing who I could learn from. And there's such a rich volleyball community in Hawaii, and a lot of people have been, you know, a lot of my friends' parents. It wasn't always just coaches, you know, it was like ex-players or friends' parents. And just people down at the club. So I think, a lot of our success is due to the rich volleyball community and a lot of people who are willing to share and teach the youth.
So the sports world is really thrown into disrepair with this coronavirus outbreak. What are your guys' individual concerns about this? How are you staying sane with all this? I assume it's a lot of indoor workouts.
Yeah, definitely. We're staying inside for the most part. I have some stairs on the outside of my complex, so I've been going up and down those a little bit. Like I said, I built out my garage to a nice gym where I can get legit workouts in. But, you know, just trying to stay safe and be smart about it. You know, we're ready to play. We're kind of in season mode already, but things change, so we have to change our mentalities as well.
So what's the plan with you guys if the Olympics gets postponed or canceled? Trevor, you can take this one first.
So basically, if the Olympics were to get canceled or postponed, you know, our focus would be solely on the AVP season. Their season, they already pushed back a couple events and canceled a couple events. So if everything kind of doesn't get much worse from now, then there'll still be a partial AVP season later in the summer. Who knows, like, when they'll postpone the Olympics, or if it's, like, a couple months, or if it's, like, a year or 2 years. That's totally up in the air still. There's really nothing we can do about that right now.
Yeah, well, I mean, I just try to keep in mind that everyone's in the same boat on this one. So as of right now, we're just keeping ourselves in shape. But, I mean, I can't lie. Like, trying to make the Olympic team is almost like a lifelong goal, you know, and you put a whole 4 years of work into it. So we've put in a lot of work, and we really don't want to see it go away. But, yeah, we'll just see what they give us. It's really, to me right now, we're all kind of competing to see who can adapt the best to all these new changing circumstances. So that's kind of the challenge.
So the USA swimming team actually just requested a year postponement for the Olympics, citing that a lot of their athletes are under a lot of stress and can't really focus on sports at a time like this. Do you guys share the same concerns and the same stress?
You know, I don't think that the game should necessarily be postponed just because athletes are under stress. You know, everyone's under a similar amount of stress. You know, as athletes, some of us are injured or some of us handle pressure. So there's always going to be differences. So, I mean, if that can just be a new storyline of the Olympics, that the athletes are pushing through these hard times and finding ways to continue to get better and compete. And I kind of like us just trying to run it as long as it's safe.
Yeah, I mean, obviously everyone's stressed out about this. But if, you know, if it's safe in Japan during the Olympics, if it ends up being, if they clear it up in Japan and everything's good to go for safety reasons, you know, there shouldn't be any reason they should postpone the games. And I think that, just because some athletes are stressed out more than others doesn't mean that they should postpone it, you know, at all.
I can certainly understand your guys' frustration having a lot of hard work getting postponed or put off, but do you think that just given where you guys are now, that in and of itself, you know, coming from Hawaii and representing Hawaii volleyball, that's an achievement in and of itself getting this far?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the end goal is to be in the Olympics and even podium in the Olympics, but just being in this position, you know, I'm already grateful for. It's been a lifelong dream to be able to compete for an Olympic spot. And to be able to say, you know, I'm at the top of our sport, just, you know, is already a huge achievement. But like I said, I mean, the end goal is always to be in the Olympic Games. And if it happens, you know, this year, great. But, you know, if it happens, doesn't happen until 2024, then, you know, as long as it happens, and that's what we're going to keep going for. We still have a good amount of years left in us. So I'm just taking it, you know, one step at a time.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly an accomplishment to see how far we've come, especially me and Trevor, because we've only played one full season together. So it's an accomplishment, and I don't overlook that. But we're really close right now to achieving our first big goal, which is just to make the Olympic team. So I think we're still putting a lot of energy on that, just doing every little thing we can, even though that's not really much right now, to make sure that that happens. Because as of right now, we are in the number two spot for the U.S. But no, it's a huge deal to be in the position that we're in. It's really cool to be sharing these top spots with Taylor as well. Three Hawaii boys from Outrigger representing Hawaii and also the entire United States. It's really cool for us.
And we've been hearing from Hawaii Beach volleyball players, Triborn and Trevor Crabb. They're in position to be one of two teams representing Team USA in the Summer Olympics in Japan.